The frequency and cost of climate-related disasters in the U.S. is growing. In Colorado, that could mean more floods in the densely populated Front Range. As KUNC's Jackie Fortier reports, 20 years ago this week, the city of Fort Collins was hit by a massive flood that changed the way officials there treat urban development.
On the evening of July 28, 1997, Chris Wolf was one of two officers on duty with the campus police at Colorado State University in Fort Collins.
And I remember sitting in there, eating dinner, looking out the window, and I said something like, boy, it sure is raining hard, never realizing, you know, what the next several hours would bring.
What Wolf didn't know was that it had rained the day before, a highly localized storm northwest of the campus, which had filled channels and ditches to the brim. There was no place for the new rainwater to go.
It was kind of like this festival atmosphere. People were, you know, in boats going down Shield Street.
As the rain poured through the night, people living in two trailer parks just south of campus began to panic. With a 15-foot-high railroad embankment on one side and College Avenue on the other, the trailers were starting to fill with water.
The rain kept falling hard on the same areas that had just had the heaviest rain, so it was building this flood surge.
Nolan Duskin is the state climatologist. He says over the course of 24 hours, 14 inches of rain fell in southwest Fort Collins.
Everything was already soaked before it started, and then when it started, it dumped 5 hours of heavy rain, with the last hour being the heaviest of all.
Spring Creek's tiny. When you look at it, you can almost jump over it most times of the year.
Marcia Hilms Robinson is with the Fort Collins Stormwater Department. Until part of it gave way and the water began to come over the top, she says that railroad embankment on one side of the trailer parks was holding back 8,250 cubic feet of water per second.
Think of each cubic foot per second being one basketball going by a location in 1 second. So we had 8,250 basketballs flowing into the area behind the railroad embankment every second. That's a lot of water.
Although hundreds were saved, the floodwaters killed five women, destroyed 200 homes, including both trailer parks, damaged 40 buildings at Colorado State University, and caused $200 million worth of damages. The flood also acted as a sort of wake-up call. An extensive rain gauge network has been installed in the foothills and in the city as an early warning system in order to give people more time. Other changes have also been made at the state level.
My name is Ian Hyde, and I am the deputy director with the Colorado Resiliency and Recovery Office.
Governor John Hickenlooper created the office after the last major flood event along the Front Range in 2013. Hyde says Fort Collins has done a good job of preparing by keeping flooding in mind whenever they start a new project.
When a new bridge or culvert or park is being built, they can build risk reduction into that process. And those actions are reducing risk, but they're also reducing the cost of flood insurance for members of the community as well.
Now, a gleaming apartment complex and strip malls sit on the same piece of land that the trailer parks were in 1997. But the new construction had to meet city regulations that came in place after the flood, says Marcia Hilms Robinson.
Which required those new structures to be elevated 18 inches above the 100-year flood level, and then they had to do some other mitigation as part of this as well.
Flood mitigation also means giving the water somewhere to go. Fort Collins has used sales taxes to purchase two-thirds of the land in the 100-year Poudre River floodplain, turning it into natural areas and parks.
And the 2013 flood showed the benefits of those natural areas as well, because we did not have any structural damage to any buildings in the 2013 flood, even though it was a 25 to a 50-year event.
Back on the CSU campus, Chris Wolf looks out over the intramural fields. During the flood, they were underwater. He says he thinks about the Spring Creek flood every July.
I remember hearing on the radio about 6 of the second body they found. So, you know, I just really always think about those people that perished that night and those families.
He now works for the city's Office of Emergency Management, helping city officials to come up with plans and educating people about flash floods in Fort Collins.
We just always hope that when people see the skies darken, they pay attention to the rain, and it is pretty serious, and that was driven home in 1997.
For KUNC, I'm Jackie Fortier.